Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them, episode 243. Our prayers have been answered. A scam event has occurred. A real one.
You guys.
Not when we're trying to make a scam event because we just want it so bad.
We have not gotten this many comments since, I would say, maybe the Crumble fiasco.
Really? Because I was texting Lily. I'm like, I'm on TikTok scrolling, but everything I'm tagged in is just the fucking book festival. And I'm like, we've seen it, guys. We're going to cover
it. Well, and what's funny is that usually it's like, you can like see the thumbnail of like what the comment someone left is on. And usually it's the same one because there's only like a few videos that pertain to each topic. This one, It kept being new ones because there's so many.
Yeah, there's so many. And also, if you don't remember, we recently did like a little bit of a scam event type video because we love scam events. If you're new here, we've done quite a few. Our favorite being the Willy Wonka experience.
Oh, amazing. Bridgerton Ball was pretty close second, though.
Those two. Yeah, the stripper at Bridgerton Ball, just, you know, it'll stay in my memory forever.
Basically, we feel like they're like lower stakes than some of the more serious topics we have to cover sometimes. And like, Correct. Yeah, people lose a little money, but it's not like thousands of dollars.
And even though it could suck and we could be like, oh my God, like the event coordinator, like absolutely should refund people, whatever. It seems like the people who are in the scam usually find the humor in it as well.
Yeah.
And so it's just a good time. Okay, what can I say? We're a sucker for a scam event.
Honorable mention to the Taylor Swift convention.
Oh God, that was good too. But dude, listen to this. Our researcher put, this was worse than the Bridgerton Ball, Wonka Experience, TanaCon, and Ace Fest combined.
Not TanaCon.
Like, I know. How did TanaCon get in there? No, but literally, that's impossible. There's no way, and I refuse to believe that that statement is true. However, do I think this is a good one? I do. I do fear this is not people overreacting. It does seem like a scam event.
Okay. I purposely avoided watching too many videos on it because I wanted to give my initial reactions to you guys, and I'm excited.
Well, here we go. Are you ready? Let's just dive right in. So there is this company that's called Archer Fantasy Events. And from what I understand, I think this was started by like a book talk earlier, like someone that's really into books.
Hi, my name is Grace, and I started Archer Management just a little over a month ago to help bring bookish events to Maryland and the surrounding areas. I'm a 23-year-old Capricorn, and I am a stay-at-home mom to a sweet little boy. I absolutely love reading. I read a little bit of everything from fantasy, dark fantasy, romance, dark romance, mysteries. I love indie authors and supporting small businesses, and that is actually something that is really big to Archer Management, is that we will always do different things to help support our small businesses and indie authors because they're absolutely amazing. I actually have a big event coming soon. Follow along if you want some updates, and I'm super excited to share all of the news with you guys.
We've talked about book talk. It's a thing of its own, a beast of its own. We don't really dive into it because it's like literally a different world. I think we talked about book talk once when people were like really sexualizing someone.
I feel like it's
horny, very horny.
Usually the subgenre of like fantasy smut takes over.
And that could get scary sometimes for people that are not as horny. So they have done other conventions that are book related. I think one at least that I know of. And from what I understand, it was not bad. It was not a scam event. People didn't feel like it was crazy. It's actually why some of the authors that participated in this event decided to come to it because they were like, oh, it went well last time. Like, I'll just do this one.
Yeah. Usually if there's going to be like a terrible one, they're not going to do a follow up.
Right. Exactly. So this definitely seems like an event company that is probably just started by someone who really loves books and really wanted to, you know, do the damn thing. And we've talked about this before. That's not super easy to do.
It's not enough.
No, because usually when you're doing a convention, you're renting such a large space. And this is like our main contention with like all of these events is that they don't understand that such a large room needs like division and like ways to make it feel not so empty, because it's gonna feel empty.
Event planning is not an easy task, and it's not something that like anyone can just do.
As the Taylor Swift convention taught us, Rebecca took on
more than she could chew.
Although I leave understand it to the if you're a part of a community and you see that maybe it's underserved in some way and you're like, oh, this would be something that people would love. I understand that passion and like wanting to turn that into something. It's just really hard to do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like you shouldn't look at like events and stuff like that and be like, I could do that, unless you really are positive. Right. Like you absolutely can do that, because as we've seen, it's not as easy as everyone thinks.
Well, so the event we're talking about specifically, because this is not the only event that they're putting on for this year. So this is called the A Million Lives Book Festival, May 2025. Okay, and it just passed, and that's why we're talking about it. But she has another one coming up called the Elegant Nocturnal Social in October 2025, if anyone's interested.
Well, girlies, sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but unfortunately, it does appear that the Elegant Nocturnal Social has been canceled. It was set for October 18th and was described as a night of sophistication and fun in the beautiful city of Baltimore. The event description reads, quote, "Step into a realm filled with breathtaking sights and sounds as we step into the beautiful Gothic atmosphere surrounded by fellow book lovers." If you go to the Archer Fantasy Events Instagram page, there's no shortage of posts that advertise the event. Even some that list sponsors and attending artists, and hopefully the sponsors that were recruited didn't hand over any money yet, because as you'll see as we continue discussing, if this festival's financials are any indication, it's safe to assume they might not get it back anytime soon. That's it. Back to the girlies.
So here are some of the advertisements for the convention. And usually when you have a convention, even if they're really small, like there's like schedules and itineraries and activations and different parts so that you know what you want to participate in ahead of time. So this is one of the advertisements. It has copywritten music.
It's just some text on a background.
Yeah, it's giving maybe like a Canva template or something, but it says A Million Lives Book Festival is the perfect event to make more bookish friends. Is that a term? It probably is. Let me shut up.
Yep.
Probably a term. Don't make fun of it. They'll eat you alive. This event will include a vendor hall, panels, a content creation room, fandom cosplay meetups, a cosplay competition, and a ball.
That is very vague.
Is it? I thought that, well, I mean, I guess they're touching a lot of different.
Panels with who?
Categories.
Fandoms of what?
Books, of course.
Books. The children love the books.
Well, so we actually do have the itinerary. So this was on May 2nd and May 3rd. Oh yeah, it is vague here too. Because I'm looking at the panels, it just says
morning panels.
Period.
It's like, okay, who's on the panels?
It's from 8 a.m. to 3:50 p.m. And from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., it just says registration. I don't get it. That just means you could register all day. I don't know why that's on there. 10 to 12 p.m., we have vendor hall and content creation room. So the vendor hall, I don't know what content creation room is. It's like a room with a couch that you can take a picture.
Yeah, like, I guess we're going to see. But like a bad photo booth?
Yeah, but the vendor hall is authors. So it's authors that paid $250 to set up a booth. And my cousin is actually an author, and he has gone to conventions, like different conventions in Miami, and he will pay like a couple hundred dollars to set up a booth. So that's normal. I think the assumption or the hope is that you're going to sell books.
I was going to say, and they just like are there to sell their books.
Exactly. So it's different authors, which if you're a book enthusiast, that's pretty cool. You know, you have like 50, 100 authors just there with their books. You can talk to them. They're the ones that wrote the book. Like, I think that element is cool. Then they have morning panels. Don't know what on, but period.
What? A lunch break?
Okay, I was just about to say,
for
like,
who?
No, everybody, yeah, like, everybody just, okay, break. Everybody, the vendors go, employees go.
Like, does it close for an hour? Like,
I don't fucking know. Usually at these conventions, there's, like, food trucks outside, and you eat at your leisure.
Yeah.
You don't have to, you know?
There's not an assigned time to eat.
Then again, 1 to 5 p.m., vendor hall and content creation room. So the authors are just there, and the room's still there?
Yeah,
like that doesn't make sense. Oh, now we're getting interesting. From 2 to 2:50, we have a bookish song collective performance.
What the fuck does that mean? A collective performance? Is it like...
Yeah, it's together.
I have so many questions.
Yeah, me too. God, I really want to find a clip of the performance.
Then from 3 to 3:50, we have afternoon panels, plural.
Yeah, and that's it. Then go home.
Oh.
Also, just in general, I am assuming that this was put out before the event. I can't imagine looking at this and being like, I need to go to that. Like, that's fun.
Yeah.
Because remember, in the advertisement, it said like ball, which I think was a big element of this. People went dressed in ball gowns. I'm just confused. Where's the ball?
Did it?
Yeah. This one. Look at the bottom. And a ball.
Oh, a ball. Yes. And yeah, no one also, where's the cosplay competition? Where's the fandom meetups?
Well, let's see the next day. Oh. Maybe the ball was okay. On the second day.
Saved the best for last, yeah.
It was not on the second day. Oh, wait, yes, it was. Well, the ball wasn't.
First of all, registration this day is not the whole day because yeah, it goes till 2:50, but you can only register until 1:30, it seems. So, interesting. Then we have 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Vendor Hall and Content Creation Room. So, nothing. Then we have 9:30 to 10:30 cosplay competition. 10 to 10:50, another 50-minute window for more morning panels, plural. Then we have the highly anticipated 11 to 11:50 Booker Song Collective performance.
I'm excited.
That is such a mouthful. Then we have another lunch break.
Lunch break. Everybody get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
To eat.
1 to 3 is Vendor Hall and Content Creation Room. So, nothing. And then 2 to 2:50 is afternoon panels, plural, yet again. And I don't see a ball listed.
No ball.
Nope.
But people certainly showed up for the ball, I'll say. Like, they definitely dressed up. They were very excited. Because imagine, like, you're immersing yourself into the book world. Like, I can imagine, because, you know, a lot of those things are fantasy, sci-fi.
But my thing is, like, the book world is pretty vast.
So you mean, like, ball is too broad? You don't know what kind, like, of ball you're dressing
this
up for?
This whole thing is too broad. Like, what kind of authors? What kind of books? Like, what do you mean?
I agree. I don't know if they specified anywhere else, but, I mean, this looks like a pretty official schedule that they're promoting here. And what's confusing to me is, like, any con that we've gone to, VidCon or Playlist Live, panels are, yes, time-specific, but people-specific. They tell you who's... Maybe they won't tell you who's on it specifically. They usually do. They will tell you exactly what that panel's on, though, at the minimum.
The reason I first got hired at Clever was on account of my fabulous Comic-Con research, because I was in charge of, when I was an intern, I was in charge of putting together the Comic-Con binders, because Comic-Con was huge for Clever. Like, you go to the panels, go to the red carpets, and they'd be able to, like, interview people that you normally wouldn't have access to. Quite a bit of research I put into that, but I had to do the schedule, and they definitely tell you who's in it, and then I had to do all the research for each of the people.
Comic-Con is, like, one of the biggest things, though. Like, I feel like YouTube conventions are much smaller in terms of just everything they do is a little bit less than Comic-Con.
Yeah, but even those, they tell you who's going to be on the panel, because you need to know where
that's what I'm
going.
Saying.
Yeah.
So they will usually tell you that. However, they will definitely tell you what the panel is about. Like, this is content creation with cooking or whatever the fuck, and it'll be at that time. You'll at least know what you're talking about. Like, just like panels, that's not really heard of. Like, just to vaguely just throw that out there.
Right. And then especially like with VidCon, for example, like there's a lot of them going on simultaneously, which is why it's also important to like know who's going to be at what, because you're trying to plan your day. But I'm just like, is just one panel or is like multiple panels within this 50-minute time period? If there was not like more advertising, then I'm very confused how this got any attention.
But why would this even have been advertised? You know what I mean? Like, why such a vague... Because assumingly you're trying to like reel people in to book, like to buy tickets. Now, another feature that they were offering to authors, so authors could book obviously their booth, but they were also able to be highlighted during the event. And so we have an example of one of the very few like social media spotlights, like the posts that they made. I don't know if they paid for these specific things or if they were just using the authors that were coming as like a means to advertise the event. So I guess they're talking about Britton Brinkley, which is an author. Yes, an author. And it says, if you are coming to A Million Lives Book Festival, make sure to go check out Britton Brinkley's pre-order form, which is available on our website. I don't know what any
pre-order
of that
means. Pre-order for, I guess, what? Her book?
For the book. But, I guess.
Okay.
And then it says, if you don't have your tickets yet, make sure to get tickets to meet this amazing author. If you love cliffhangers, then you have to read her books. Who loves cliffhangers? I feel like that's like...
Also, I'm like, this is really compelling advertising.
Britton Brinkley was born in New Jersey and now lives in Northern Virginia.
Cool.
Okay. And I'm happy for her.
Yeah,
she better work. Growing up an avid reader, the sciences and ancient civilizations mesmerized her. She has always loved immersing herself in new worlds. Britton now enjoys creating her own with... her writing buddies, Jay Gatsby and Artemis Prime, the cats. Are they cats,
like
actually?
Her, or like her pet like, cats?
Meow. Yeah. Okay. I wasn't sure if it was like a book character. Why do I know all this information about Britton Brinkley? It just seems like an interesting, like, their choice of what to put out there to me would have never caused me to buy a ticket, is all I have to say. But obviously some people did. So now we have the event. It actually does end up happening, and people did buy tickets. And actually, I want to say, I could be wrong on this, but it literally looks like there are more authors than there were people attending, is what I'm pretty sure happened here.
I'm not shocked considering the advertising we've seen thus far.
So it says here on screen, on our way to a Million Lives Book Festival Fantasy Romance Ball. And I'm like, where did that ball? Like,
is that what it called?
It literally said on the bottom, a ball. I guess once you arrive, maybe there was, or maybe when you buy your ticket, they had more information. So people definitely knew there was a ball. I don't think the event coordinators knew there was a ball, because look at what they arrived to.
It looks like a table read room.
Like, you mean for a movie?
Yeah.
It literally is just empty tables. No, not a decoration in sight. At least the Detroit Bridgerton ball was trying to give something. Okay.
They failed. Come but on, yes, they did the try. Backdrops? They did try.
They did.
And they had at least hired people. That's effort. Like, this is giving
zero cost spent. They're like, okay, how much is it to rent the place? Perfect. We'll take it.
It comes with the tables, right?
Yeah. Then you have Rebecca in the Taylor Swift convention trying to do the balloon thing and the big, you know, that's why she was so stressed out. She spent so much money trying to decorate. But then this is literally a cold, just like,
yeah, there's not even an attempt space. Like, there's nothing.
This one is another look at someone who entered the ball, and it says we get to meet the DJ in this video. It's never good when the DJs are involved. Like, I feel like there's always a DJ disaster in one of these events.
I'm just shocked there is a DJ.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
I'm dead. My God. Oh my God.
Oh my God. That's the DJ.
It's a Bluetooth speaker.
It's literally on a chair, a Bluetooth speaker. This is our DJ. His name is Steve. Everybody in their ball gowns hugging each other, and the room is so barren.
Like you said, the other ones, they tried. It was not a good effort, but they did try. There's literally nothing in there. Like, how did this happen?
I mean, and I guess that's maybe why a researcher said this is worse than all of them, because there is effort in those. It was like, okay, yes, is this the worst backdrop ever? It is, but it's there, and somebody had to put it up.
The other ones were giving, like, one person had to do the entire thing by themselves.
Yeah.
This is giving there were no people.
There's nobody. Like, I'm telling you, they booked the space, and then they were like, okay, we have that space. And then the chairs and stuff, that's provided by the convention center. There's no way that they brought those.
Like, it's all just in the middle of the room, too. Like, there's so much empty space.
And the fluorescent lighting, just shoot me dead.
Every time.
Just the vibe is so... poor.
It's not very ball-like, that's for sure.
It's nothing. It's literally just like, and everybody in there, I'm literally dead. Imagine showing up there in your ball gown.
I would like, you're like, just like, oh, we're in the wrong room, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Did I get the time wrong? Yeah.
Okay, so this is the vendor hall, which, as we acknowledged in the schedule, is like pretty much the majority of the day.
Yep. Was that not the vendor hall? Oh.
I don't think so, no.
So, okay.
Yeah. So notice what we're looking at is like the setup of the tables, and then there's posters and stuff of each book. I'm almost positive the authors bring that.
Yeah, I was going to say, which is the authors bringing that themselves. So still no actual people from the event showing us that.
And this looks like a freaking, what are those like job convention things?
A job fair for sure. Like a college.
A job fair. Yeah. $10 wine in a little plastic cup, and it's all frothy.
Where from?
Dude, there's like 10 people there.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh my God.
Oh, and then it says at the end, leaving. I mean, yeah, I don't blame you.
This is giving it not really the same, but it's like, you know, like when you used to dress up for Halloween in school, and like, I know I would always be nervous that I'd be like the only one dressed up.
And then you're all dressed up in like a place that's like not the vibe.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, oh, I have to sit in the cafeteria and eat just like any other day. Like, it just doesn't feel like there was any effort here. But then also there's nobody there. There's 10 people that I can spot, and And I don't know if those are the authors taking a break. Like, I don't even fucking know. Isn't it kind of crazy that they did get authors to sign up? Like, there's a good amount of authors there.
I also wonder, are they not well-known authors? Is it kind of just like...
Well, so one of them actually commented because there was a TikTok that someone was asking, like, genuinely, like, why did anyone even go to this? And then an author named Genevieve James commented, this wasn't the event company's first event. I signed at their last event and it went fairly well, which...
What does fairly well mean?
Yeah, I don't know. But okay. But then she says, this one was a dumpster fire. So like, I don't know if it was word of mouth or because they have done previous events, maybe in a smaller place, maybe, I don't know. I'm not sure. But I don't think I saw how much the tickets were for. I would want to know that actually.
Yeah.
I'm so dead. Look at this top article that I just searched. It says, A Million Lives Book Festival draws criticism as authors compare it to Firefest. Okay, let's not be crazy.
Well, it wasn't an overnight thing, so that doesn't work.
Not that having to be probably the title of this episode, because literally look at the next article. Is this the Fire Festival of Book Talk?
Oh my God.
So this was at the Baltimore Convention Center. And then it says here that tickets were listed ranging from $40 to $200.
What was the range? What did some include that others didn't? The event was billed as black tie.
What does that mean? Wait, billed as black tie?
It's just like that's how it was advertised.
Oh, so that makes sense why people showed up in ball gowns.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense why it would be considered black tie when that was what they were showing up to.
Black tie is like the fanciest you could get. Yes.
Yeah, interesting choice to tell people that it's black tie and then not do anything in terms of decor or
yeah. And then your whole dress, like even just to buy a gown, is a couple $100s, I feel. Like, that's just fucked. I mean, even if the tickets were $20, I would have been annoyed. I would have been annoyed just having to go.
But also, I mean,
it bothered me.
That's like giving the Bridgerton, where it was like there was a lot of tiers there too. While the different tiers were absolutely not worth what the people paid for, and like the things promised were lackluster, to say the least, I feel like at least there were things. Like,
yeah.
Again, there were attempts. What the fuck is this? And right. What did you...
I have no idea.
What did you, like, promise people for $200?
So then authors that were at the convention were, like, in real time posting.
I am never going to financially recover from this.
The Tiger King audio. And it's that point of view, you're attending the A Million Lives Festival
as
an author.
Not only are they, like, dedicating their time and energy into it, but it's like... They had to get all the display
sign
and everything.
Stuff.
Yeah, all the signage.
I'm assuming they had it because I'm sure this may not be most of their first festivals. Like, they probably had some things, but they also have to have inventory, like books to sell, which they have to pay to print.
Well, and they had to pay to be there.
Right.
Which you'd at least hope that you'd bare minimum recoup that cost.
So this is Calista, and she is an author that was there.
Okay, so... the girl at the event that we're at, if you're here or if you've seen my schedule, you know where I am. These people that were with me at the time, she said that she was going to issue an apology on Insta or TikTok or whatever, something out there, and I told her to tag me in it so I can see it, and she said that she's issuing refunds. See, we all heard that, right? Issuing refunds, yes, yeah, all of us heard that. Rexy was also here, but she had to go sit down because poor Rexy, but... She said she was issuing refunds, so we're waiting.
Not the, like, confirm, like, getting witnesses.
I know, yeah. But also, the reason why she's talking about this is because as the fucking event, it was still happening.
Registration was still open.
Yeah, as it was still happening, the girl who's, like, the head of all of this, she issued an apology, like, on TikTok as it was still happening.
I did see this. I wonder if this was during the lunch break.
Hi, everybody. I am wanting to issue a formal apology. I do understand that the ball tonight was not set up to standards. There were a lot of issues with getting set up, and it was not set up well. I want to apologize. If you would like a refund, please contact me, and I will issue a refund immediately. Thank you.
I feel like this isn't a situation where it's like, if you want a refund, as if some people would feel that a refund is not necessary. I feel like you should just automatically give everyone their money back.
Yeah, it's got to be like a Jaclyn Hill with the lipsticks where it's just like, okay, everybody, even if you liked it, like you can have a refund. This is ridiculous.
Something tells me people didn't like it.
It's insane. I mean, I get it that like you rented out that space and whether she gives refunds or not, she has to pay for that space. So it's going to be awful because it's
stupid
thousands
games,
and thousands
stupid
of dollars
prizes.
To rent that out.
You shouldn't have rented a space if you weren't going to set up the thing you said you were going to.
So is it just her? Are there not other, like, I'm not getting a team vibe, and especially especially because of the way that she addressed it. I was just like, okay, girl. Like, it just seemed like a girl she was one of the attendees. Books and just was like, let's just do this. Like, it didn't seem like a CEO, like, very put together vibe. I do respect the fact that she came on camera and was like, listen, like, I'm sorry, like, right away. However, I don't know how anybody could have seen this as possibly being a success. And I'm wondering, because this isn't her first event and it's not even her last event of the year, if she just got too much too fast. Like, she just tried to do too much shit and couldn't follow through with it.
What is the too much shit she tried to do?
Do a convention. Well, because it's so big. The space is huge.
Am I missing any of the things that she did do, though? Because I feel like she went, this looks too hard. Never mind.
Dude, I don't even know if she went. But if you're an independent event owner, like an event company owner, it's insane to just like not care like this. Just to be like, okay, whatever, we'll see what happens. Because there's no way, I'm telling you, not a single balloon was blown up.
That's
like, how are you going to tell people to join a black tie event, dress up to the nines, and then just not give a shit and not prep and not have anything in place? No,
that's
DJ?
My point. I'm like,
just it's not like, chair?
Oh, she got a little too focused on the balloon arch over there and didn't get to the rest of it. It's like,
she didn't
no,
get
no.
focused on shit.
She slept through her alarm and was like, oh. Well,
yeah.
Whoops.
I'd be honestly so surprised if she went. Like, I would be surprised if she was there. The thing I look at as a genuine apology is, are you going to give money back then? Period. Because, like, I really don't care if she feels she did wrong. But if you're really going to want to make it right, then that equals refunds to me. So I'm just like, okay, well, if she actually does that, then good, I guess. But you also still wasted people's time. And who knows who, like, traveled to go there? I don't know.
I was going to say, I don't know if that happened.
I think most people were local. But still, maybe authors traveled. That would make sense.
I would hope, especially if it is, like, her doing all of this. I think it is more indicative of, like, this was a scam if she doesn't seem very invested or actually sorry, because it's like, otherwise she's just like, whoops, sorry, like, if you want a refund, reach out. Like, what?
Yeah, no. So this is a TikToker by the name of Steph Devourer of Books, and she's an author that joined in on the event, and she explains where she thinks things went wrong.
I survived a million lives festival. Or should we call it a million lies? I am a brand new author.
I like that.
I've only published 3 books and I'm working on my 4th. And I was so excited to get an invitation to a million lives because I have applied to so many book cons in the last couple of years. And they're very competitive to get into, especially when you haven't gone viral on TikTok, when nobody knows who you are and you're just, you know, struggling to get your book out there. And in a world where romanticy authors, there are so many incredible, amazing books out there.
Yeah, romanticy is like the
romance
very
fantasy.
Horny books.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Just,
to get seen. And so when I got the email invitation saying, hey, you're in, it was just so freaking exciting. I was so happy. I knew it was a new convention. I knew that there weren't as many headliners and as many well-known authors attending the event. But I thought, you know what? This might be a great way just to get started. You know, a smaller, more low-key event. The event coordinator told us that she had 500, 600 tickets sold.
Shut up.
Which already is amazing.
And that's a lie.
Yeah, I was going
to
say,
there was
that's not true.
600 people there.
Just based on the fact that 500 to 600 people did not see those advertisements and go, yep. Sounds good. Sign me up.
Yeah, but also just to sell that to authors as a means of like, hey, you should really jump on this. We've got a lot of tickets sold. That's fucked up.
When it's in exchange for them paying you to be there. It's not like she says she got invited, but it's like, yeah, but you still had to pay her. This feels like the definition of a scam.
Yeah, it's almost giving like a Ponzi scheme where it's just like they're using fake tickets sold to sell it to authors and then they probably get authors on board and then they're using that to try to sell it to actually get those tickets sold. It just feels very
the cart before the horse.
Disingenuous.
People fees were not too steep. So I thought, you know what? Let's just do this. Like, it's driving distance for me. I don't have to fly. My co-author came all the way from Florida.
Oh, shit.
Just to be here for this event. And that cost her, you know, a couple $100. We had to buy a lot of books so that we would have books to sell. I know that events are a lot of work to plan. I have helped plan maybe 300, 400 person events, and it is not easy. You need volunteers. You need help. You cannot do it on your own. I saw no volunteers. I never saw a call for volunteers.
Did you even see her?
Which I honestly thought was a little bit strange. And I was wondering how she was recruiting people. But when we showed up and there was no one there, well, we had no badges because they apparently shattered in transit. What?
You mean like the plastic ones on
lanyards? Yeah, I was gonna say, what do you mean shattered?
Were they glass ones?
They're like glass collectible? Like, no, what are you talking about?
They're one of the only things I could think of that wouldn't shatter. Like, it's literally so pliable and you could like slap it around. Because even if it was plastic, so if it wasn't the clear ones where you put something in, but it was like more the Playlist Live ones, you know, where it's like those cards almost, it's almost the same as a driver's license.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's still nothing hard, nothing that can shatter.
Unless there was somebody opening the box and just cracking them in half, I just don't see how that's plausible.
We were supposed to have lunch breaks every single day.
Oh, yes.
And I didn't feel comfortable leaving my table because people were just wandering around because nobody was there to check badges or wristbands or anything. It was just very unprofessional.
So that's because they all shattered, so there weren't any.
I'm so dead. So people that got tickets to the events didn't even have identification that proved that they were supposed to be there.
Oh, because they shattered, Jesse.
Well, yeah, obviously. But then, yeah, that makes sense why an author would be like, okay, well, then I guess I just have to stay here because if not, somebody's just going to come and take books or whatever the fuck.
Well, and also that negates my idea about the lunch breaks being like, oh, we have to close the hall while everyone goes to eat. But like, it's all so just open all day long. So who are the lunch
breaks for? I guess it was probably four vendors.
I met some incredible people. Don't get me wrong. I am so grateful that I got to meet all the readers that I did. Probably I got to meet some amazing authors who I only know on the internet, and now I get to know them in real life. And that really was like the highlight of the entire time, was just the connection and the trauma bonding.
That was the only thing that happened.
But this should never have happened. Because I'm local, I stuck around for the big lavender romantic-y themed ball.
Ooh, lavender.
And oh, no, it's lavender.
I wanted to see just what we were going to be walking into.
Nothing.
What we walked into was not great. There were some flower petals scattered on the table.
Shut up.
There were some books left over that hadn't gotten sold from the bookstore. Two tables that had like a handful of truffles. We also had some macarons. There was a cash bar. Apparently the DJ was in the hospital or something and she couldn't find a replacement. So one of the security guards let us use their little JBL speaker.
Shut up.
And you know what? I have to say, people showed up dressed to impress, tried to make the best of it. We were doing the wobble, cha-cha slide. We were trying to have a good time because even though it was a crazy weekend, we were still trying to enjoy being with each other and chatting over this entire experience.
So truffles, macaroons, rose petals on the floor.
The JBL speaker.
I can't even include that because that was provided by security.
Oh, yes.
But then also the DJ was in the hospital. It's giving my dog ate my homework.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I'm sorry.
Also,
prayers to him if it's true. Like, but I'm just saying.
Who set up the flower petals?
I think this girl, the organizer, just did it like a drive-by, like just threw some truffles
threw
on there,
some flower
scattered some flowers and ran away into the moonlight. Oh, I don't fucking know. And I could totally understand like the people that went there trying to make the best of it, but I could just like picture it also, just have a visual in my head.
It makes me of, like, uncomfortable
the, you know, the speaker can
it.
Only go so loud and it's such a big room.
You just, the you shoes just hear squeaking
their feet on the floor. Oh no, that's so bad. Okay, so I should have said this before, but the person who runs everything and apologized, her name is Grace.
Before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, Rocket Money.
If you don't already know, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
I know I just went through and had Rocket Money cancel quite a few subscriptions that I had piling up because free trials are my kryptonite.
And one of my favorite features from Rocket Money is that their dashboard gives you a clear view of all of your expenses across all of your accounts so that you can easily create like a personalized budget and have custom categories to help keep all of your spending on track.
And it also gives you alerts if any of your bills get higher randomly, or if there's unusual spending activity, or you're really close to going over your budget.
And they have a new goals feature, which automatically saves money for you. So if you're really bad at saving money like me, this is very helpful.
And Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it saved them a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when they use all the app's premium features.
So cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money by downloading the Rocket Money app and entering the show name Do We Know Them into the survey so that they know that the girlies sent you.
And thank you so much to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode.
So then this author that participated, I think he knows Grace on a more personal level. And he says that while some things were out of her control, she also lied about a lot behind the scenes. So
what exactly was out of her control? The whole thing? Because obviously.
I don't know. I want to know. Because as of right now, it seems like she just didn't try to control anything.
We are finally home from a million lies.
It's like they went to war.
Literally. It's very, very dramatic.
I know, they're all just like
for
tight.
Such a low energy, lack of event. Yeah. Everyone is really exhausted.
This was also 4 minutes, so I'm going to put it in 1.5 speed. So if you're watching us on 1.5 speed and it gets sped up, don't be alarmed.
The Fire Fest of book festivals. And I'm not saying this as someone who was just an attending author. I'm saying this as someone who considered Grace a very close friend for the last year and a half. There were a lot of things that were out of her control and all of our control. And I will say that. I will absolutely say that.
What?
Attendance could have been, you know, advertised better. The festival in general could have been advertised better.
That's not out of her control.
Yeah, I was like, that's actually directly in her control, I believe.
The advertising was awful. Like, yeah. It just didn't give any information on what was going to be happening other than just like, ball and books.
Again, like, makes me wonder why all of these people were like, sounds great.
Going? Well, I mean, I think the last author kind of gave insight to that in terms of like being an... I think that's why there were more authors than people there. Yeah. But also just in general, if it's competitive and they don't have a means to go to another one, they're just like, I just want to meet people who can read my books. Like, I do get that.
Sometimes you win and sometimes you lose at these events. That's just how that goes. Sometimes you show up to an event, the person next to you sells 100 books, you sell 2. That is just how some things go. However, 100
plus people to be there.
Authors, narrators, vendors were all lied to, blatantly lied to for the last year and a half. And I'm not even just talking about the amount of tickets that were sold or the amount of attendees that we would have. I'm talking about conversations where Grace told us that she wasn't doing this alone, that she was doing this with an entire team of people, that this was not just one person running it. I'm talking about conversations about financial backers, about how much money this had ahead of time before it even started. I'm talking about contracts with featured authors, sponsors, influencers, vendors that were not honored, that were violated, that were physically not followed, even though they were signed by Grace. There are people that are in financial ruin over this in ways that they will not be able to recover from. Some of us were promised to have our hotels paid for, and that didn't happen.
Do you think he's referring to...
like the authors?
Maybe more like actual people involved in the event that maybe put up money in ways that they won't be able to get back. Makes more sense than that
would
author,
make, I was going to say, that would make much more sense. Because it's like, I feel for them. They spent money, but it's like couple $100 doesn't feel
well,
like
it'll
it
be a couple $100 to get the booth, but to print your books as well. So it could have been maybe
financial
like $1,000
for
something.
Financial ruin is a lot, though.
Right. I think maybe she promised
she had
things
people, like,
or got
invest,
people involved. Yeah. Well, because how the fuck do you book the Baltimore Convention Center? Like, that's... a lot of fucking money.
Yeah, I'm curious what the pricing on that would be. Also, he says for the last year and a half, Grace,
they've been planning, I guess.
You had a year and a half to do this, and this is what you came up with?
Listen, sometimes it takes me a lot of time to do things that it shouldn't, but a year and a half is unforgivable.
Yeah, like, that's no excuse.
Some of us were promised snacks and water, and that didn't happen. We were all promised Wi-Fi so that we could run credit card charges without using our phone's data that some of us don't have. That was not provided. Oh. There was a narration panel at the end of the second day that didn't have chairs or tables.
What? I'm sorry, I'm stuck on the Wi-Fi. No fucking Wi-Fi? The Baltimore Convention Center doesn't just automatically have Wi-Fi?
I thought that too, but I'm now focused on there was a panel, but they had no chairs.
Or tables.
Or tables. So it was just standing in a circle.
A protest in a corner square. Like, what is this?
It was just these incredible narrators sitting on the floor talking to a group of people.
Shut
and
up.
We were all given excuses.
Circle time.
It was the event hall's fault. That it was the Baltimore Convention Center's fault. That they never got back about Wi-Fi and about how snacks and water were just lost. That books that were supposed to show up were lost. That swag bags that were supposed to show up were lost.
Did the truck that carried everything, including the lanyards that identify you, like, it just crashed? Like, what are you talking about? How is that possible?
I don't feel like this is the convention center's problem. Like, this is absolutely
this
on
is
the
Grace.
Event planner.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the convention center provides things like tables and chairs and stuff, and probably
and
security has to be coordinated. But this? No. She had, literally all of this is Grace.
But he's saying, like, they didn't give the Wi-Fi. Well, she should have gotten the Wi-Fi.
I'm so confused.
The person who, like, runs the event center, and we're told that was a flat-out lie. The people whose rooms were supposed to be paid for and covered, the day before we all left, the Wednesday before we all left, we got an email saying that the booking had magically been changed to a different hotel because the sales manager at the Hilton wasn't getting back a hold of Grace with confirmation numbers the day before. We were all supposed to show up. That should have been handled.
So she offered to certain authors and people attending that she would cover their hotel. And then the freaking Hilton was like, well, they haven't paid for the hold, because, you know, the room hold, that's the whole thing with Rebecca too, remember? That she put like a hold on the hotel when you have enough people, and she just didn't pay it. So they had to switch.
Again, like, she didn't try to put on an event and fail.
Did she forget? She just said it was
going to happen? That's what I said. It was like, oh, I forgot I had a test today, so you just didn't show up. Like, what do you mean?
Because it's bizarrely underprepared. Just the lack of trying is what's so alarming.
Yeah, zero attempt. It's just like, no, this is a scam. You took people's money and didn't do anything.
Right.
Advance, if not several months. We've known about this for a year and a half. Not only were those rooms not paid for, we were lied to about why they weren't paid for. We were given one reason, the hotel gave us an entirely different one, stating that it was never negotiated for more than a day. The fantasy ball didn't have a DJ. It was literally a JBL speaker that was provided
not the JBL
by one of the security guards for the event location. Shout out to Steve. Steve was the speaker.
I'm so dead. I can't.
Shout out to the security guard, though. There were some incredible authors, incredible narrators, amazing vendors. The readers themselves were some of the nicest people I've ever met at any of these signings that we've done. But every single one of us was completely defrauded. We were lied to for months. Some of us years. Like, well, a year and a half, but you know what I mean. I'm at a complete loss for words. This is unacceptable. This is unforgivable. This has been a terrible experience for all of us.
I guess my question would be, if she is going to offer refunds, then what's the point of all of this? Why would you do all of this, lie to everyone for that long, pretend like you were putting on an event that you just weren't going to, and then give everyone their money back? It feels like a big hassle.
Yeah, it seems like a big hassle for literally nothing. And now you're just like getting screwed because everyone's calling you out.
Unless you aren't planning on giving people back their money, that was like a performative, like just to get people to
could
up,
be
I
because
guess.
It seems like it's in her like character to lie and promise people things that she's not willing to fulfill on. So I'm curious to see if that actually happens.
Yeah, but then even so, making people request the refunds, maybe she's banking on like people not.
I'm so dead. Art, sorry, I got sidetracked reading the doc. A researcher said he plays with his hair this entire video and it's giving Jesse in the Oompa Loompa wig. I could not stop touching that shit. Your mom got mad
at
me.
My mom, she was like, I'm gonna jump through the screen and rip that wig off her head.
It was so itchy and it wouldn't stop moving. But yeah, he did play with his hair.
No, I noticed that too. I was just trying to be nice and wasn't gonna say anything because he was going through a stressful time.
Anyway, but this next video is an example of how she offered people. So she offered this author $2,000 as a featured author and said that she'd pay for the hotel. So I guess some of these authors didn't even have to pay the booth.
They were paid.
Yeah, like they were invited. Maybe they had like a social media presence and she wanted to collaborate with them, which is probably a thing that actually happens. But then she just didn't do it.
Yep. Did she pay them or did she just offer?
Let's just watch her explain it because it's pretty bad.
Hi. So I didn't know if I was going to make a video or make a statement, but a lot of people are asking me to. So here I am. My name is Selena, and I also own the Midnight Owl Books. We were the official bookstore for the event called A Million Lives that was in Baltimore this past weekend. I was also attending as an author, so I had two tables. I was asked to be the bookstore about four or five weeks ago.
Oh, so she wasn't a featured author. She was like a featured bookstore.
And an author.
And an author. I'm confused. I don't know what it means to be a bookstore. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't really understand the bookstore aspect. Someone mentioned that earlier, and I'm like, so there was individual authors with their books, but then there was also someone that has a bookstore that brings other authors' books?
Yeah, allegedly.
Okay. Mobile bookstore, got it.
It's the event runner herself, because she said that the previous bookstore bailed on her, which I know now is not the truth. And she, I'm going to be completely upfront with everything that she offered me. She offered me $2,000. She offered me lodging. She offered to provide me with all of the profits from the book. So she was providing the books and I got to sell them and keep the money. I at first told her that I did not think that was fair for her, and after trying to make it so that we split,
that doesn't make any sense. Why would you do that? And she was providing the books. Then what makes you a bookstore?
Oh wait, yeah,
I'm
really confused on the bookstore thing. Just like my brain hurts.
You were just like hired as like an employee to sell books then,
I guess. Yeah,
okay.
That we split the profits twice, three times, four times. She kept saying no, that this is what she wanted. So eventually I relented and I said, fine, I'll keep all the profits, whatever. She told me that she was going to be buying about like $5,000 to $8,000 worth of books, which means that I would be getting about $5,000 to $8,000 in profit. I was very excited about that.
I am so lost. What do you mean?
Okay, so I'm pretty sure these are the books that they were mentioning that were like left over in the ball, or like they were selling in a different location away from the vendor tables.
But why would she buy a bunch of books to then not only sell, but then she's also
paying? She seemed like a great businesswoman all around.
No,
regardless.
But she, literally, so if she's spending like $5,000 on books, but then she's also paying this girl $2,000.
And also this girl obviously realized that that's not doesn't make any sense. But it seems like Grace was almost like trying to push that she was going to help her, or like just be like, no, I want you to, like, this is how I really want to do it. And then she just didn't do that, I'm assuming, which is like insane. Like, why push this situation or agreement or arrangement and then you're not even following through with it?
It's, I mean, like, frankly, might as well just hand this girl an extra $5,000. Why would you buy the books and then sell them if it's just going to...
It's so weird.
What do you mean?
It's so weird.
She provided the books. She took the very, very, very long time to tell me even what books were being ordered, when I should even have inventory counts for the books. Oh. On top of that, though, I had no hotel confirmations. I had no money. So the $2,000 that was promised to me, I only got like 5 days before the event. And that was because I said that I needed to figure out staffing for the booth if she wasn't going to pay me that money, because that money was going directly towards paying for my dog's boarding, because I have two German Shepherds and I obviously couldn't bring them with me. And my fiance was going to be working the TMO booth. So after being ignored for 3 days, her saying that she went on a little mental health break,
I'm dead. Girl, you're not allowed right now to go on a mental health break. Your event's in like a few days. Like, what?
So she still owes me $1,100. And
what?
Yeah. Her excuses range from my identity was stolen, the bank took money out of my savings and sent it to a random person, which does not happen. The convention center scammed me. The convention center stole boxes from me. They stole VIP bags from me. They stole all this stuff from me, which were all proved false when several authors reached out to the convention center and spoke to them directly.
So she's telling some people that everything got lost, some people that it got shattered, and then she's telling this girl that the convention center scammed her.
And
girl, the convention
center is
the
stolen.
Only one that didn't scam. That's why people had a room to walk into.
Again, the other ones are failed events. This is... definition.
A scam. Crumble cookie, I still stand by. That's pretty scammy.
They were getting what they advertised. They were just old. This is like, this feels highly illegal. Like, this is like you can go to jail.
Like, I feel like she can be pursued legally. Yeah. This is insane.
Grace had said that we were all going to provide our own tables and chairs and everything, which Grace said that was not the case. And they never once saw the boxes or anything that she said that they supposedly lost. That aside, the actual event. I'm sure you've seen videos there about everything. I went into this event trying to just be a happy little camper, thinking like, you know what, I'm gonna make the best of it. It is what it is. There were so many of us and it was so disorganized that a lot of us just picked random tables. We didn't even know if this was the correct table for us to be at.
Stop.
There were maybe like 20 people, if that, on the first day. Most of the books I sold went directly to authors or author assistants. With that being said, I think I sold 2 books.
The authors were buying each other's books?
I was thinking that when he was describing it. I'm like, oh, well, I mean, they all love books. Maybe they bought each other's, but I don't think they made any money.
Oh, man, because you're already out money when you're... But I get it. I totally get doing that and just trying to make the best of it. It didn't look like there was more than 20 people there the first day, like at all. There was a certain point, like when we watched that one author talking about the refund, it sounded loud. Like, it sounded like there was a good amount of people there at that point.
It was just the echo.
It definitely wasn't 500 people.
Well, certainly not. And I feel like also could have had more people that maybe in the same vein of like, oh, showing up for Halloween and you're the only one dressed up. They like saw no one was there and were like, okay, never mind. And did a quick little U-turn and went, went back home.
If that on the first day. Also on the first day, we were made aware that her card was declined for the hotel that we were shoved into, a hotel that had black mold in the shower, and the ceiling in the shower was also caving in.
So fuck.
That was fun. A friend of mine ended up coughing blood on the second day because their mold was so bad in their room.
What? Is mold sickness that quick?
Questionable. But then also, why is this hotel open? It should be shut down.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that should be shut down in this story. But
oh my God.
Yeah, so the card got declined. That's insane. Okay. That's so ridiculous. Like, while people are probably on the way.
We have to consider that her identity was stolen and the bank transferred her money to another account. Yeah, that makes sense.
And then her card shattered. And that's a whole separate story. But
you know, a card actually could shatter.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
And be stranded with no hotel room because Grace's card was declined for everybody's hotel, or we had to drop everything and pay for it. So being that it was the middle of the first day, my fiance just paid for the room and we didn't even have a chance to find a better room, one that wasn't full of mold, one that wasn't just absolutely disgusting. So we just paid for that crappy room. So that was another $200.
Maybe you go home then.
On day two, there was a lot of miscommunication on what time it actually started. So I got there 30 minutes late because I was under the impression that it started at 10. Some people were under the impression that it started at 9. It did.
There was Let me check the schedule. Hold on. Hold on.
I thought it was like 8 a.m. Yeah. Registration opens at 8 to 1:30.
Yeah. If registration opens, but then vendor hall and content creation room, it says 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Again, though, this is prior to the event. We don't know how much Grace probably switched things and then actually handed out an itinerary that maybe confused people. Maybe that's why they thought it was one time and then another person thought it was another.
Honestly, I'm also just irrationally annoyed at that schedule because the text is not centered in each of the little bubbles.
Least of our worries, but yeah, no, I agree.
Started at 9. Half of us weren't there till 10 because that's what we were originally told. Not that it mattered anyway, because there was nobody there. No attendees. I think maybe there was probably like 40 attendees that ended up actually coming that day. And everybody I met, I want to preface this, everybody who was so excited to meet me was absolutely incredible. And this event strictly was for them. Those 40 people that I spoke to, thank you for making this event
exclusive.
At least worth it. You guys were the highlight of my life, the highlight of my time. So Connor and Taylor and even Kylie, Kylie's mother won a giveaway. She was incredible.
Not her knowing everyone on a first name basis because there was like two people there. That's insane.
It was
a
very exclusive event.
So forgot to mention, on day one, the books that Grace was providing, she didn't even provide all the books. So there were some authors who had no books for me to sell, which means they had no books to sign, which means they were just sitting there and doing nothing for 2 days. What? And I'm sorry, my thoughts are like all frazzled. It's only been one day. This is Monday.
I thought the authors were supposed to bring their books.
So they are, but also I think that Grace was finagling different people, saying like trying to incentivize more people to come as authors. And so just like how she promised her $2,000 and all of this stuff, maybe she offered to some authors like, I'll buy the books and all you need to do is just come and set up.
This seems like so much work to just not do anything.
To just not work at all.
Yeah, yeah. Like even all the communication leading up to it and all the lying, like I don't understand what
like,
the motive
here.
Like
how do you not just have night sweats, just terror, just pure anxiety around all of this? I would just be beside myself. Like if I knew that I was fucking over this many people, but it's hard to not believe that this was intentional and she has some sinister stuff going on.
Exactly, because we were even pretty overly forgiving of Rebecca for the Taylor Swift thing because we're like,
she really seems
like she was trying and she just got in over her head. And then like once stuff started going down, it just went down quickly. Yeah. This, it was never up. It always was down, never got off the floor.
And I think she knew that. I think she was well aware.
Clearly.
I don't think she ever ordered any swag bags, any of that shit. She just never did it. She promised
no
a lot and knew she
shattered.
Was never going to deliver, which again is very illegal. And if you can prove in court that
fraud.
Somebody sold you and promised things and you had, I mean, I don't know how many contracts she probably violated in this shit. You are so fucked. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if she's going to make it to October 2025 to do another event.
And then she put her face online to apologize for it.
Right away, too.
This is so weird. While the event was happening.
Why don't you bust your ass, go to the freaking nearest guitar center, at least get a speaker that's a normal size, and like at least try to save this event. She's in like a room. She didn't go. I'm telling you, she didn't go.
I was like, was she perhaps already on the run in another country? And she was like, well, they're not going to extradite me for this. Like,
yeah, I don't know how deep this, you know, her like intentions go, her bad intentions, but I just can't.
It seems there was no intention to put on the event.
I got home midnight Saturday night because I just left and drove home. Anyway, so these authors didn't even have books and she blamed me. So naturally I had to do 2 days worth of damage control. But I kind of expected that because before the event, I was told that she was telling people I was scamming her. I was stealing money from her and I was holding her to a super strong contract for 2 years. Keep in mind, we didn't have a single contract. Everything was done via email and text. So we didn't have a contract. And if she was unhappy with anything, that was on her because I offered the split profits multiple times. So again, 2 days of damage control, making sure people knew that this was not on me. But I still did everything I could to take care of these authors and while also working my own author booth. But on day two, I come in and she's walking away with an armful of stock from my author booth and vendor booth.
What?
Oh, so she did come, but just to steal
shit? Just to steal. Yeah.
What the fuck is happening?
Saying that the VIP bags were stolen by the convention center, which means all VIP guests didn't receive anything. So she was taking stock from my booth and she's like, oh, I'll reimburse you for them. But she just walked away with stock from my booth, meaning I couldn't sell those books. And then people started showing up at my booth saying that they were informed that they could just take a book for free from my booth. No warning or anything from Grace about this. They just took a book. And all of these attendees were so sweet.
Why is she like this? Why does she do that?
So illegal.
Can you imagine you just steal a bunch of books and then you just go tell the other attendees, like, go over there. There's free books. Like, what? There's not. What do you mean?
She's just like starting fires and she's like,
yeah, I think she likes it. Like, genuinely, this is some weird sadistic shit.
Yeah.
I feel like we're just like, just on the decline. We had like, you know, we started with, oh, maybe, you know, just trying to see what her intentions were. Now I'm just like, no. I think she's an evil twin.
Yeah, or something. This feels like this. She like is playing a video game and just like dropping bombs and like watching.
She's putting
people
the
suffer.
Sims in the pool without a fucking ladder.
Exactly.
They felt so uncomfortable doing so, but they were scammed too. So I'm like, no, take a book. You at least deserve to get something out of this.
Oh my
and
god.
And so I took pictures and took stock of everything that was taken. Later on in the day, people started showing up saying that they were featured influencers and everything, and because of all the events, they were told they could take two books. And I verified this, and they were told that they could take two books. So again, I gave personal books, my own personal series of books, because that's what these people wanted. And again, they were scammed, and so I wanted to make sure that they were taken care of, at least, because at the end of the day, these attendees paid money to be here to see all of us authors. And I was like, I will take the hit if it means that these people could at least have a good experience. So I did everything I could to keep all of the bad shit that was happening away from the attendees. So I gave stock for my bookstore. I gave stock for my personal booth.
Oh, girl, you shouldn't have done that.
No, like, you don't cover the cost of an entire, when it's also clear that this entire event was a sham.
Yeah, once you realize that, you just look at people and just be like, dude, I'm so sorry, I don't know what the fuck is happening, but I've been fucked too, and I can't give you a free book, you know. I'm sure they would have understood. It's coming from a place of, obviously, she's so sweet and trying to do that for people, but I feel bad because, like, Grace didn't deserve that.
No.
As of right now, she owes me $1,800. I sent her an updated PayPal invoice, and I also jumped on the bandwidth of, she has until midnight to pay, or legal counsel will be sought out. That show, we were promised so much. We were promised 500 to 600 attendees. I was promised money. I was promised so much, and none of us got it. I just kept getting excuse after excuse about being scammed, her identity stolen twice in 2 months, because that happens. And then she was also using her cheating husband as an excuse for a lot of things. And it was just,
what? Now her husband cheated? Why are we? This is Grace. We don't care.
Like, there are so many narratives going on. I don't understand how. I mean, I guess the reason is the money, but like, I would say, why are you putting that much effort into just lying if you're not even gonna, like,
the motive is very unclear here, and it's scaring me.
Like, I guess
I don't
it's just
understand
money
why she's doing this. Yeah,
but also then who paid for the convention center?
Well, it had to have been her, or maybe she again like got people to invest in it, and that's who's in financial ruin.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah,
she's also had past events though that haven't gone as bad as that author was saying.
What
you know,
was it
went
they were
fine,
fairly
okay or whatever. Yeah. But that makes me think maybe she like just got greedy, but then that
I was gonna say saw how
really
much money that it pulls in, and she was like, you know, this would be sick if I could like not have any of the cost associated with it but still make all the money. Like, it's insane.
It's insane.
And also again, like, so illegal. Like, have people reported this to the police?
I'm about to. I don't know, I'm scared. I just feel like this is so fucked. Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our next sponsor, and that's Drybar's all-inclusive 8-in-1 multi-styler and blowout defense collection,
which is an all-in-one game-changing tool and products that together deliver blowouts that last up to 96 hours.
So the all-inclusive styler is really cool because it's the first tool of its kind to combine both heated airflow and heated styling attachments so that you can take your hair from wet to dry to styled with just one tool.
Yeah, so it has four different attachments and two different modes, which give you eight different ways to style. First, we have the concentrator that preps hair for faster and smoother styling with dual-sided concentrator and finisher capabilities. Then we have the flat iron that creates a sleek and straight finish, the curling iron, which gives you defined curls and waves, and the round blow dryer brush, which gives you tons of volume and shine.
And then we've talked about how much we love the Blowout Defense collection. They have the strengthen and extend conditioner, and they also have the shampoo. My favorite is the accelerator spray. It cuts your blow dry time by 32%, and I really see a difference, so I use it every single time I blow dry my hair. And when you use all of these things together, it's really a recipe for an amazing blowout. So don't just get ready, but stay ready. And get a blowout that lasts now and shop Drybar's all-inclusive and blowout defense products at drybar.com.
And thank you so much to Drybar for sponsoring this episode.
So next we have an attending author that contacted the Baltimore Convention Center and then shares some of the emails because she wanted to like investigate a lot of the claims that Grace was making, because she was telling one person one thing and another person another, and it all seemed to just, you know, improbable, we'll say.
Well, I mean, also her saying the convention center like stole the VIP, like, what are they gonna do with it?
The securities from it were like trying to help with their JBL speaker. Okay, I really don't think the convention center had anything to do with this.
They were willing to do all that for like stealing a couple books? Like, right. I don't think so.
I am one of the attending authors that unfortunately went to a million lies, and I have tea, I have receipts, and I contacted the Baltimore Convention Center to find out if any of the information that the authors were told about where the swag bags went, where the snacks went, where the water went, why there was no signage, all of those questions.
Where the shattered badges.
Do you know how inexpensive it would have been to just go to Costco and just buy a bunch of fucking snacks? Like, okay, maybe a couple hundred. But, like, you could have done it. Some protein bars or something.
They had macaroons, though.
Macaroons and truffles just thrown. It's like, I can't. She just probably got a bunch of, like, Ferrero Rochers and just threw them on the table. Like, it's just, it's so ridiculous.
I picture her with, like, a cape and she just, like, throws, like, It's like the flower petals and the chocolates, and then she runs out into the night.
I just also can't imagine, like, you're not allowed like a lunch break because, again, that whole situation with security, whatever. And it doesn't seem like there was any food trucks around. You're probably starving, and all you see on the table is like some scarce truffles like thrown throughout. I would be so fucking pissed. Nothing worse than just eating a truffle when you're hungry. No. Get out of here. Anyway, so this is the author's receipts. So this author emailed the Baltimore Convention Center and said, "Hi there, I was an attending author at this event and I wanted to see if you could provide some clarity surrounding some accusations that the BCC lost, quote unquote, boxes of books, snacks, and swag bags. It's also circulating that the Convention Center wouldn't allow the organizer permission to place signing throughout the Convention Center to help guide attendees to the right rooms, that they had 10 different reps throughout the duration of planning this event, and that she didn't receive final uploading / entering the con information until a couple days before the event, leading to mass confusion for both vendors and attendees." What is this, a fucking Airbnb where they don't give you the directions till day of? Like, that's not how this works.
Well, and also, what do you mean they wouldn't give permission to put signs throughout the convention center for the convention?
That you rented?
Like, yeah, what do you mean?
Absolute bullshit. Complete bullshit. She says, "Any insight you can provide would be greatly appreciated, as this isn't the first event I've attended at BCC, and I'm appalled at how this event was run by the organizer."
Can't wait for their response. Ooh, it's long.
Christine from the Baltimore Convention Center responds and says, "Hi, Laura. I'm so sorry you had an unpleasant experience at your event this weekend. I can tell you that we didn't receive information from the event organizer about missing boxes from the event. I checked in multiple times with show management and heard nothing but positive comments about how things were going on site." Did you really? Interesting.
Yeah, what?
Who's the show management? Grace?
I must be. We've yet to find that there's any more of a team involved.
Yeah,
so
they asked Grace, like, "How's it going?" She's like, "Great.
Great. Great.
Things are..." Couldn't be better. "Directional signage is absolutely allowed to be placed throughout the public spaces to help guide attendees as long as it is provided by the event. We provide easels complimentary for them to be placed on if needed." All she had was go to Kinko's and print them out. "I'm pretty sure a Million Lives Book Festival has been assigned to the same convention services manager since it was contracted. I would go nuts if I had that much turnover in my department. And lastly, loading and unloading information is discussed at various points during the planning process, but I can check to make sure this was covered. Again, I am sorry your experience wasn't as expected, and I hope you will return to the BCC for a future event." I mean, if it's a different
Christine
organizer,
is
sure.
Like, yeah, no, sounds like something I wouldn't have been involved in.
Oh, God. Ooh. We have, oh, I'm dead. Okay, we have a view of the content creation room now.
You mean the kill room?
It looks like the room from
looks
Saw.
Like a fucking garage.
As promised, here's the content creation room.
I'm so it's
that
dark.
Literally that's a dungeon,
dude. That's like she didn't
there's
try.
Nothing
this is a scam.
In the room. There's nothing
not
in the room.
Not a chair.
She
not
said,
a chair,
"Whoops."
Not a, what is that in the corner? Like a fire extinguisher?
Content creation better be creative.
I hope you have flash, bitch, because otherwise you're not going to see shit.
Could have at least given them a green screen.
Anything. Dude, this literally makes a Detroit... our researcher was right. Makes a Detroit Bridgerton ball look like fucking five-star
It's truly
events.
Like there was zero attempt at putting on this
nothing
event.
Oh God. Then there's this freaking there's like no shortage of and it's all authors too, because you know they're extra
because there were well and because there were no attendees.
Well, that's true. Yeah, who else is gonna come out? But this author was lied to about disability accommodations being available to her, and then was shamed and made to feel like a burden during the event.
Sounds illegal,
right?
"So I, like many authors, went to a Million Lives Books Festival this weekend. I was one of the vendors, or one of the authors. I'm tired, I can't think straight. But yeah, I don't usually talk about when events aren't what they're advertised to be online, because I don't feel comfortable doing it, but a lot of people are posting about this one, and I've had a lot of people message me and ask, like, oh, like, you were there, how'd it go, what happened, are you okay? I wasn't lied to directly as much as other authors were lied to. I was mostly just kept in the dark. But the main thing that I would like to add to this discussion, because plenty of other authors have addressed the lies about ticket sales, about accommodations with, like, water, tablecloths, badges, signage. The ball was obviously bullshit, if you've seen the videos that are trending. My main thing is, so I'm disabled. As many people who follow me online know, I'm physically disabled. I have severe chronic pain. And I can present like I'm not in pain and carry myself physically walking around to a degree without a mobility aid, like I'm not in pain, but it's all fake. I was having an immense pain flare up this past weekend at the event due to not getting a lot of sleep and the commute to the festival and the concrete floors. But all that being said, when I work events that have a PA fee, I ask if they can either waive the fee or offer me a discount, because part of under ADA, the disability accommodation I need is having someone with me to help me get there and be there, like in case I like fall down and faint or collapse or have spasms and need help, that then other people, like I'm not going to expect a random author to know what to do to help me if my spine gives out. And every other event I've ever worked at had a PA fee, either waived it or gave me a discount because they were like, we completely understand you're disabled, that's what matters. I mean, I have had events that are still not ADA accessible, like they should be because it's the law and the decent thing to do, even if it weren't the law. But regardless, when I said this to her, she invited me personally. I'd never heard of it. She reached out to me around Christmas, asked if I'd be in it.
So she was soliciting these people. Like, it wasn't even like they...
Yeah. She's just asking people like, hey, want to do this? And then here's a bunch of stuff I could do to... You know, make it
and then taking their money. No, this is an illegal scam.
Asked if I'd be in it. I said, sure. I'm Maryland based, so it wasn't that far to get there. I mean, I still had to like stay overnight and everything, but it wasn't that far. But she was very combative about the PA fee being discounted or waived, claimed that she needed to fund the ball. So now that I know that's where the PA fee supposedly went. Ridiculous. And then I was just also being like, well, I want to make sure it's just an ADA accessible event, which then it wasn't. There were rooms for panels that didn't have chairs. There wasn't water. There wasn't just easy, clear directions where to get places mobility wise. It was a mess. And then I learned from other authors today, waking up the day after the festival in a chronic pain flare from working it, which I did expect to happen. I learned that she complained about me to other authors and said that and attendees and people that I was terrible and demanding and she wished she hadn't invited me because I wanted to make sure we were ADA accessible. So, yeah, fuck all of that. That's disgusting.
So that's what she was doing the entire time. Just going around like, talking
were
shit.
Were you even there?
Every time she was there. So she was there to steal books. That's one of the things we know.
And to complain.
And talk shit about the other authors.
Yeah.
Got it. Somebody commented, I grew up with the girl who planned this event. She was drama and issues in high school and clearly hasn't changed. Could that be fake? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how legitimate that comment is, but thanks, Olivia Rose.
Okay, so now we have another post from Grace saying that she's processing refunds by May 31st. Why not?
It's kind of
sooner?
A long time.
I know. Aren't we? We're on the 5th right now, or 6th.
AML refunds. I wholeheartedly apologize for how the event turned out this weekend. What event, ma'am?
Like, there was nothing. No. Stop.
We are currently processing is spelled wrong, refunds as fast as we can. All refunds will be processed by May 31st. We feels generous.
Yeah.
It feels like it's just you, and I feel like you're also not issuing these refunds. But we thank and appreciate you for your patience.
We
thank you and appreciate you.
And that's it? It's just the text?
What's on the background of this Notes app text? Like, what is the design? Sorry, not the main point.
You know, design is not her.
I have a lot of critiques. It doesn't feel like a very... wholehearted apology.
No, it's literally a red flag right there. I understand that maybe she wants to give herself time in case some refunds take longer than others, maybe.
I don't think she's giving the refunds.
I don't think she's giving a refund either.
I think she's running away to fucking Mexico.
She's currently overseas. Yeah. Oh my God, this comment is so sad. It says, those poor introverts finally decided to leave their houses and this is what happens. They're never leaving their houses again, you know?
Oh my God,
and that may be
really?
True.
Yeah.
It's like, literally, I feel that way. Sometimes you just like push yourself and then you're like, for what? What was it for?
Yeah, it's
and
like I could have just been at
I'm
home.
Even talking about is half this bad. So I can't even imagine, like, you got all dressed up, you're staying in hotels, you bring your friends out, you're so excited, and then
you walk into the content room.
Just darkness. That room looks like a place where you're not allowed to
be. I was
going to
say, and literally, it's the guy from Saw.
Yeah, like, it just looks like a place that it's like, oh, I'm not supposed, like, let me just close the door. I wasn't supposed to open and
see the whole thing seemed like that.
Yeah, well, and apparently it was, because the panels were done as a circle time, because there was no chairs. But it's so weird,
because it was appropriate, I guess, for books.
In the rest of the
circle time,
there was, like, literally a surplus of chairs. But then I guess they would have had to move them. I don't know.
I'm just, like, genuinely curious, like, is... There like legal repercussions coming
there needs
from this?
To be.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Like, even if she refunded, it feels like this is something that, like...
Well, there's certain things she can't refund. She can't refund travel fees. She can't refund, you know, like, that girl...
Well, she could, but I don't think she's going to. She could reimburse. But
she could reimburse, yeah.
I don't think she's going to. And also, I'm just like, even if she did, I feel like there's still grounds for... Is it numerous lawsuits or one? Like, would it be a class action?
I don't know. I kind of want to watch her apology again now that we know
Re-read
everything. I just want to see it.
Let's see it.
Hi, everybody. I am
a little dead behind the eyes.
Apology.
I do understand that the ball tonight was not set up to standards. There were a lot of issues with getting set up and it was not set up well. I want to apologize. If you would like a refund, please contact me and I will issue a refund immediately. Thank you.
A lot of mouth noises. Did you notice that?
No.
It's like a lot of mouth noises.
But also, it's like, please contact me if you want a refund. Contact you where exactly?
Yeah. At this point, it feels like you need to just be proactive here and give refunds to everyone, like you said.
You're really making people do the most to track down their money for something that was completely a scam.
Yeah, I think honestly, this is the first scam event that we've covered that I
that was actually a full-blown scam.
Wholeheartedly say is a scam. Yeah, this is absolutely, without a doubt, zero effort on her part. I see zero attempt to rectify it in the moment. And it's crazy that she was there. It's so bad that I thought she wasn't there. And that's why it was extra bad. Her demeanor is very, like, I don't know.
You would think that it was like maybe the snacks got lost.
Everything.
And that was the extent of like what went wrong. Like, she doesn't seem like she's very distressed.
Yeah. And she also, I mean, doesn't even acknowledge. I mean, I understand it was not up to standards. There was no event. Do you understand that?
The security guard had to save the day with his JBL. Generous.
This is unacceptable.
Yeah. Literally, it's like, oh, I apologize. It wasn't up to standards. No, no. Apologize that there was no event. You did not put on an event. You had people come to an empty room.
Yeah. And you know what? Human beings are great. And you can, with the right vibes, be in a closet and make it work. But they shouldn't have had to do that. And authors had to do things that they shouldn't have had to do to accommodate for your poor decisions. And it's just, it's unacceptable. I think that this is like a true scam event. And I would be surprised if something didn't happen legally, but also that would take the people that got scammed proceeding legally. And I don't know that a lot of people know about like small claims court and would go through that process. But if I was going there and I was especially an author, I would have absolutely taken that bitch to freaking small claims court. Now, does Grace have a bunch of money that's going to rectify the situation? No, I don't think so.
That's the thing. It's like, you could sue her, but it's like, if she doesn't have any money, then you're never going to see it anyway.
Now, do I see potential? Because again, that was thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to even rent the convention center. Whoever gave that to her, they can do some serious damage legally.
Or
I don't think it was her.
She used the money that she got from everyone to cover that. And then she didn't.
And then just
made like
a
little bit. Yeah.
But then
barely broke even.
I think Fyre Festival of the Book Talk World is pretty accurate, actually.
Honestly, Fyre Festival, they attempted. No. They failed.
The FEMA tents. Stop.
They had FEMA tents. They were FEMA tents, but they had tents. Yeah, they started to try and like put together something. It just like didn't happen.
It was awful.
This, there was no attempt.
Nothing.
There was no start.
Just got the place. But that's just not enough.
Like, chalked it up as a, whoops, we'll get them next time.
This would have been better done at like a bar or something that has like a dance floor and then just like made it happen that way. And everybody just orders
anything else to do, decor built in.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much I'm getting at, like a place that's already decorated. Like,
yeah,
this would have been
that doesn't
there.
Feel like a barren wasteland.
Yeah, but anyway, wow, what a freaking doozy. That was pretty insane and horrible. And wow, if you went, you experienced the experience of a lifetime, because I don't know that there's ever going to be another event this bad.
Well, yeah, because especially people would normally be worried and too nervous to do something like this because they're going to get exposed. Like, she should go to jail.
Grace for jail, 2025.
It kind of feels dramatic, but like I wholeheartedly.
Maybe not like a long stint, you know what I mean? But like just.
I don't think she should be like locked up for life in federal prison, but like there should be repercussions for this. This is insane.
It does feel so. Yeah, it feels like she knowingly did this to an extent that's unforgivable. It's not.
Especially then if she doesn't have money to, even if they did take her to court to like pay people back. Then, like, pay with your time.
We started so slow, and now we're just like, Grace needs to go to prison.
Straight to jail.
Someone get that girl on house arrest so she can't do
the
this.
The content
again.
Creation room. I mean, come on.
Just straight dungeon. Yeah, I'm glad we got to see it because I was wondering.
There were two levels because it's one, she just didn't put on an event. So, like, that's a scam. But then she also, like, stole money from people.
Right.
Fraud. Absolutely. Numerous counts of fraud.
Hey girlies, quick update before we move on. Since the girlies filmed, Archer Fantasy Events has posted a couple more Instagram posts. They made an additional statement that reads, quote, "We take full responsibility for the way that AML was handled. We are doing refunds for every attendee, author, and vendor. We are also canceling all of our future events and will be processing refunds for those as well." That was then followed up by another post listing the names of all of the narrators, vendors, and authors that attended the event. Or lack thereof, along with a caption that reads, "Please support all of these amazing authors, vendors, and narrators that need your support after our mistakes this past weekend.
Well, hopefully all of those refunds really do go through. As I mentioned earlier, they, or I guess her, I think it's just Grace. Who knows? Anyway, the future event they had been promoting has indeed been canceled, so hopefully that's a good sign, and they follow through with the rest of their promises as well. And with that, I think we can officially close the book on this topic. Heh. Get it? Sorry, I'm leaving. Back to the girlies.
Well, anyway, God, we need a We Love the Internet, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay, so mine is a little different because it's like a poorly, like the aspect ratio is all off. I'm pretty sure this is from Real Housewives. This is NeNe Leakes, right? Is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch Housewives, but anyway, it says, when my man is being logical instead of babying me up. And this is literally, if you want to know how I am as a person, this is me.
If I didn't have such a big ass broom, I mean, if I had a normal size house broom, that would be just for a damn school. Greg, I don't want that.
You asked for a normal size broom?
Well, I done got used to this one. Yeah.
That is you as a person.
Bro, literally, sometimes you just want to complain. Don't offer me a solution, bitch. Like, that's not what I want. I just want you to be here with me in this moment. I love to complain. I really do. Me and my friend Leslie just visited and we were laughing because she's such a complainer too. We were just laughing at like the times in our life where we've just like ditched events and stuff and we were being so annoying. We're just like, it's hot. Like, oh, I can't. I'm a complainer to the core.
I do like part complaining of my as well. I feel like that's probably one of the reasons we get along.
It's just a good time sometimes.
Yeah. Well, especially when you can like mutually complain with someone.
Yeah. It's like a bonding experience.
Yeah. This was one I was going to show you a couple weeks ago, but I picked a different one. Now it is time.
Oh my God, the fucking phone. I had that phone.
My mom talked me into this purchase. Yeah, she talked me into this purchase yesterday, $40, okay?
$40?
I love my mom. She'll talk me into buying the most random shit. But anyways, look at this, okay? This is so diva, it's not even funny. I'm about to throw my iPhone away and exclusively use this. This is like... I'm nostalgic for a time I never lived in, okay? That's what this is giving.
I get it.
Could you imagine talking shit on a phone like this?
Oh, I did.
With the cord and everything? Could you imagine? Oh. And then hanging up the... Yeah, bitch. Let me hang up. Bye. Bye. Goodbye. And I know what you're thinking. What am I going to use this for? Not a damn thing. It's just here for vibes. And... the clear technology. I love clear technology. I might have to start collecting clear technology. Thoughts? Anyways, 10 out of 10 would recommend buying a little clear phone for the gags. Okay, I love you, bye.
Clear technology got me. Did you have like the, my friend had the old, like the original, were they called iMacs? It was like the Apple desktops and they were in the different colors and they were like the boxy ones.
Yeah, no, I have to admit that there's literally, no matter what, as much as technology has progressed, there's just nothing like hanging up a landline phone or closing your flip phone. Like there was no hanging up like that.
The razor.
Like now you're just like trying to like go and you're, I was trying to show you how lame hanging up was on the new phones and I hung up.
Oh, it's very dramatic.
Anyway, but yeah, there's nothing like it.
Question, did you, I'm assuming not if you had that one, if anyone watching had it, the sneaker phone?
No, never.
Literally?
Never, never, never.
I think it was like a prize for like a cookie dough sales or something and you could like get it out of like the little magazine and it was a shoe that was like filled in. So it's like not an actual, like you can't like put your foot in. It's like solid. Right. But yeah, it was great. And it was the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah, I feel sorry for Gen Z. They'll never know. They'll never know the vibes.
No. Nope.
Anyway, guys, well, that's it. That's all we've got for you today. I do hope you enjoyed it. We're going to go. But as always, we hope you have a fantastic weekend and we will see you on Monday. Bye.
Yes.